a new thriller from Wes Craven. No, lame. They got a lot of them. I'll be right back. Someone's taken their love of scary movies one step too far. Actually, I like that
That's
one.
That's probably the best one.
What's up? This is Movies on Up. Someone's taken their love of scary movies one step too far. A man who does love scary movies is seated one step away from me. That is Mr. Dave Becella.
That's me, just not this one, really.
That's Mr. Dave. I am Ryan. We are Movies on Up. Someone's taken their love of scary movies one step too far is our tagline for this episode. If you think you know what movie that comes from, we're going to talk about it a lot this week. Hint, hint. Send your guests to us in one of the following ways. You can email us, moviesonup@gmail.com. You can leave your guests on our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup, or tweet your guest to us @moviesonup on the Twitter if you are correct. And if we choose you, don't scream when a Movies on Up prize package shows up at your doorstep. This month, we have been very carefully running down our favorite 20 final girls of all time. And we are now into our top five. It'll be our five faves, the titans of the final girls.
Not our five faves, the top five high scores.
That's accurate, because that's really what the list is. There are some that are in this week that would be our favorites. Some probably not.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar leads in scoring. Is he my favorite player? No. Well, is he even my favorite center or the best center? Probably not, but...
If we're just looking at scoring, if we put rebounds and assists, maybe titles, we could maybe come up with a better definition of who is not our favorite final girl, but maybe the best final girl. And the criteria that we're using, or that I'm using, I guess Dave's probably going to want to wash his hands of this. Three criteria, and that is the sequel score. That is simply the amount of movies that our final girl appears in. A killer score, which is how dangerous her adversary or adversaries were in those movies, and her capability score, how much of a badass she was. All of those factors rated from 1 to 5 added together gives us our total score. And just one final time to run down our previous 15. Barbara from Night of the Living Dead leads us off at number 20. Adelaide from Us is 19. 18 is Jay from It Follows, followed by Ginny from Friday the 13th Part 2, and Anna from The Guest. That is number 16. Number 15 is Maddie from Hush. 14 is Aaron from Your Next. Number 13, lucky number 13, is Tuffy from Feast, followed by Dana from Cabin in the Woods, and Tree from Happy Death Day. 1 and 2 is number 11. Into the top 10, Tina from Friday the 13th, part 7, Jamie from Halloween 4, 5, and The Curse of Michael Myers is number 9. Number 8 is Dave's favorite, Nancy from Nightmare 1 and 3. Number 7 is Sarah from The Descent 1, and if you're being honest, The Descent 2 as well. And number 6 is Sydney from the Scream franchise, which will bring us to our number 5. I feel like this is probably the first episode in the... How long have we been doing this? Like 7 years?
4 weeks for this month.
How long have we been doing this show?
7 years or
seven
so.
7 years, give or take. This might be like the first episode in that 7 years that I feel like is should have been to be continued. I feel like this is very much a part B to our list last week, where we left off talking about the Scream franchise and the main character of the Scream franchise, Sydney, being one spot below Courtney Cox's Gale Weathers. Basically, my argument was they are in the same amount of movies, so that score is the same. They have the same killers, that score is the same. It really just comes down to a capability. And I gave Sydney Prescott a 3.5. And I gave Gale Weathers a 3.75. Now, they were both bailed out on a handful of occasions by perhaps the most capable, if not the goofiest character in the franchise, Deputy Dewey. Guy was always in the right place at the right time. I feel like he bailed them both out about equally. I think that maybe Gale's capability is bolstered by the fact that she's not really the primary target. So maybe she's got an extra sneak attack ability in her. They're not a wide chasm between the two. Sydney's final score was 11 and a quarter. Gail's was 11 and a half. I had always expected them to be very, very close together, and they were. They're high on the list. I think the Scream franchise is somehow underrated. It never gets mentioned in the same breath as Friday the 13th or A Nightmare on Elm Street. And I would argue that, now, being that there's only four, it never really gets to be a campy version of itself. It's always been satirical of the horror genre, especially the first one. The Ghostface Killer is probably as an iconic mask as the hockey mask from Jason. It's, I think, underappreciated, and it's one of the few where we had two really strong female characters throughout the entirety of the series. You even had like that red herring of a final girl, Drew Barrymore, right in the first one. So Scream is a franchise that I think has treated its female characters pretty well. And I don't know how you make the argument to put Sydney on here and leave Gale off. So they both kind of had to go on there. And at that point, they're really 1A and 1B. It just so happened that they straddled two different.
Yeah, that they split 6 and 5, I think, is the issue. Which I
thought
get
it was funny.
Yeah, I still would put Sydney higher, but I get it. Nothing to scream about.
Now, you are going to want to scream.
I am.
About my number four. Dave was distraught that Nancy did not make the top five. He's been racking. How on earth did you put Lisa Wilcox's Alice higher than Nancy?
And that's my issue. Like,
the answer is pretty simple.
When I did my list, I had Nancy 3.
Sure.
She was number 3 on my list total. I like Alice from 4 and 5. But to put her above Nancy, that's where I
don't like her better than Nancy. Let me say that right out of the chute. She was in 4 and 5, so she has a sequel score of 3, the same as Nancy. She was battling Freddy Krueger, same as Nancy, so the killer score is 4. Alice kind of has superpowers. She gets the dream powers. She gets a capability score of 4.75. She's not 5.
Not Lara Park
She's
Lincoln.
Not Lara Park Lincoln. But in terms of the dream realm and having the dream powers of all of the fucking dream warriors, that's pretty impressive. So that's how she's higher on this list. With a total score of 11.75, it is because of the capability score and her superpowers.
I get it.
You're not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it, but I get it.
I know. Do you understand now how I could put Alice that high?
I do, yeah.
Okay. That's it. I want to make sure that you sleep well tonight.
I'll try.
This is not going to help. So we're in the bronze place here. There's two actresses that appear twice on our list. So if we were doing Scream Queens, the actresses that play these characters, Makeup Monroe would be very, very high. And an actress that is still doing her thing. She's been doing it for a long, long time. Danielle Harris makes her second appearance on the list as the Mary Beth of Hatchet 2 and 3, the Mary Beth from Hatchet 1, played by Tamara Feldman. She is in the third spot. A sequel score of 4. Mary Beth has 3 movies, so she gets the 4. Victor Crowley, I think, is right up there with Zombie Jason, so he's at a 4. And the capability score, if we're factoring in all 3 movies, by the time we get to the end of Hatchet 3, Mary Beth has done a number on Victor Crowley. So she ends with a 4. 4's across the board, which puts her at a 12. Again, there's a bit of a log jam between 7 and 3. That's 1 point separates all of them. Any arguments on those? Other than,
well, I mean, the Hatch is tough for me to chime in on. I saw the first one.
Yeah.
I think I watched some of the second one and realized it wasn't as good as the first.
Again,
so
we're divorcing ourselves
from our like
of the movie.
I get that. So I can't really chime in. And I have this thing against Danielle Harris because I met her and she's not a pleasant person.
She's, I agree,
mega hot, but she's not a pleasant person. For a franchise that I particularly don't care about to be so high, I really like the first one.
Yes.
But I didn't even have...
I don't think so. No.
I didn't have the Hatchet movies in my 20. But again, my heart did my list.
Yes.
Your logic is doing yours. So.
It is. I like Hatchet.
I like Hatchet. I like the first one.
Right. I like Mary Beth and that character.
I thought it was marketed terribly, but yeah. I thought it was good. It was a good horror comedy.
Right. The character appears in the other ones, 2 and 3. So the sequel score is kind of out of my hands. I think Victor Crowley is, like I said, right up there with Zombie Jason. So the only thing you could maybe argue is the capability, but she's a pretty adept weapon handler by the end of 3. So if we were doing this with my head, I had no choice but to put her at 3. Doing this with my heart, she would have been much, much lower because I don't have the same reverence for Hatchet that I do even like behind the mask. You know what I mean?
And that was my 1 and 2 were this. We might be different order. Who I put at my 1 and my 2 are our 1 and 2. I just don't know the order yet.
Yes.
But like I had Taylor Gentry, played by Angela Goethals from Behind the Mask, in my top 5 because I love her. I love that character. I love that movie. And then Jess from the original Black Christmas, played by Olivia Hussey, I thought is a really good, and one of the earlier ones, too. So she's one of the like first like
OGs.
Yeah, like capable ones. So I had them that high out of love and out of respect. So
let's tackle Jess, because that's an interesting one, right? So sequel score of 1, because she's only in one movie. Killer score, just a dude.
Yeah.
So that's a 2.
No, I get why she's low. I get why she's left off.
Yeah, capability score is a 3.
From Paving the Way, though.
Paving the Way, sure.
Like, I get
but,
it. I get why she's not on this
right,
list.
Within that movie, she like beats the shit out of the wrong guy.
Yeah. Her boyfriend.
Yes. Who probably deserved having his ass kicked.
Yeah.
But she doesn't actually get the killer, and she might get killed at the end of the movie because of it. So I like her, and I really like that movie, and it's super relevant with the remake coming out later this year. Please go back and see Black. I think it was from, 74?
It's early 70s. Yeah. So, I mean, I had 6 that didn't make it. Before we go into the top 2, I just want to cover this. Our kind of also rants before we get into the meat.
Fair.
I had Taylor Gentry for Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
I think we talked about her score. She was a 6.25.
Yeah, I love that movie. Black Christmas, Jess. Yep. The next one, Samantha, played by Jocelyn Donahue from House of the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
She takes on a cult.
Yeah.
I just like her a lot.
Killer score of 2. And
it's a full cult.
It's a full cult.
Of older people.
Of older people. And capability score of 3.25.
It's good at babysitting.
She's good at babysitting. You can make the argument on, you know, how well things ended up working out for her.
Yeah. And I had Max Cartwright, played by Tessa Farmiga from The Final Girls.
Yeah, this one I was maybe unfair on. Her killer score was only a 2.
Oh, see, that's low. Her killer score was essentially like a 3 or 4.
It should probably be a 3.
Because it was a mock-up Jason, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not willing to make it an actual Jason. But if she's a 3, capability score I was maybe unkind to as well. I only gave her a 2.
Yeah, I think that's unfair.
She had a lot of help. If I would have given her a 3 in that and a 3 in the killer score, she goes up to 7. So she would have been 19th place.
Yeah, because even her and even Malin Ackerman from the same movie would have been fun. And then a movie that I love that I just want people to see. I knew she wouldn't make the final list, but I had to put her in there anyway. Niamh Algar played Sarah in From the Dark. It's an Irish vampire movie that I randomly stumbled across a few years ago that is awesome, and she is so badass in that movie.
Pretty capable.
She's just a very awesome, and she's fighting vampires in at night. So I think she was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's too difficult to fight a vampire during the day. I mean, it'd be really easy.
It'd be easy to fight them during the day.
Yeah, it would.
So
they don't
night,
like
they're
to
the
fight
strongest.
During the day.
So, and then I threw the Babadook on there just because it didn't really count, but I wanted to see if it would make Ryan think a little differently.
That one was hard to...
Because we love the Babadook.
We do.
I love her.
That's really hard to assign a killer score to, because...
Nobody really dies?
No. What is it?
Except the dad who's dead.
Is she actually in any danger?
Yeah.
Is the killer score a 0? Yes. I mean, I really didn't know what to do with that one, so I just gave it a 2.
But from just female-led horror movies, like...
She's fantastic.
Yes, so...
Yes. If we were going on performances, Essie Davis doesn't get beat.
But so those are my only ones that didn't make it. But now our top 2.
Our top 2, the ones that did make it, the ones that I think that we are over fighting about. I really think like in either order.
My 1-2 were interchangeable.
Yeah. The number 2 is our second character from the Halloween series. It is Laurie Strode. You want to talk about OGs. Jamie Lee Curtis is right up there from Halloween 1-2, H2O, Resurrection, and the most recent Halloween of last year.
Which was really good.
Which was really good, yeah. And the at least the next Halloween two. Movies. She'll probably make it to the third one.
It's Halloween, next Halloween, and then Halloween, after next.
Yeah, I believe that is how it works. So Laurie's sequel score is a 5. There are very few that have been in as many movies as Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode. Killer score, 4. It's Michael Myers, that's a 4. Capability, by the end of it.
It's tough.
Right.
Laurie Strode 2018 is way different than Laurie Strode
70s. Hella capable.
Yeah.
So I ended up not really factoring in where she started, more just so where the character ends. And I gave her a capability score of 4.5. Super high, not quite superpowers or dream powers, but as capable as you can get without having them, for a total of 13.5, which leaves our number one, and that really could only be who's going to beat Laurie Strode.
And here's the thing, is I wonder if, because this is an interesting one, because when you think
horror.
Final Girls, yeah, I think you think, like, oh, Laurie Strode, and now we're at number two, and there's Laurie Strode, and like number one is obvious. I don't think she would come to mind to a lot of people unless you really think about it.
Well,
because I don't think you...
It's not a slasher.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people think of these necessarily as horror movies.
Oh, the first one absolutely
No, it is.
Is.
It is. But I think what's came after it, it's more of a sci-fi and action movie.
Yeah.
And I think she's considered more of an action star than a final girl. But she's absolutely a survivor girl.
But
the
is.
Survivoriest of the survivor girls.
Who death can't even fuck with. And that is the baddest bitch of them all. Sigourney Weaver's Ellen Ripley from Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, and Alien Resurrection. Sequel score of 5. A killer score of 4.75. That is the highest.
Their space.
Their space. One alien just, would probably be a 4. But a shit ton of aliens? I mean,
just if they bleed on you, they win.
That's true, too.
It's like if it's laying on you, choking you, and you shoot its head, it still wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next one just comes and eats you. So,
yeah.
4.75, the alien, the xenomorph, in my opinion, the most dangerous of all the adversaries that we've had. And her capability score, this one's tough because I didn't want to.
She is awesome.
Yes.
But.
Originally, the capability score was a DIY score. So, like, how much help did you have? Very few had more help than Ellen Ripley. She had an entire platoon of space marines armed to the teeth. As it turns out, she ended up kind of doing it herself in the end. So she was not really as high when that was a DIY score. But when it went to just capability, I can't give her superpowers, although she was pretty close by the time Alien Resurrection comes around. So she's 4.75 for a final score of 14.5, a full point higher than Laurie Strode. I don't think you could argue the one and the two there.
My one and two were this. It was in this order. I had Ripley and Strode as my 1-2. So I can't argue that. And I think going into this list, it's hard to imagine anybody else being 1 and 2. Like if we were to do the list separately, and even if you took out the scoring method, I feel like you would have these two number 1 and 2 as well.
I would, yeah.
And Nancy a little higher.
I would. It was the hardest thing to do. To divorce myself of the feelings I have for the movies. Now, it as it happens, I absolutely love Halloween and I also love the Alien movies. But I try to look at this as objectively as possible. And objectively, there's a shit ton of sequels led by Jamie Lee Curtis and Sigourney Weaver. The Alien is probably the scariest thing to me. Not that I would not be frightened of Freddy Krueger or Jason. But that alien is just...
I mean, the alien and the things in The Descent.
Yes, that's
true, probably
the
scariest things on this list to me.
There's many of each. They're both absolutely the most capable women. Neither of them start there. If we just looked at their capability score after their first encounter with their killers, I think Ripley's still a little bit higher than Laurie Strode. But by the end of it, they turn themselves into machines uniquely capable of battling whatever it is they're against. Laurie had Dr. Loomis to help her out quite a lot. By the time we see her in Halloween last year, the fact that Loomis isn't around anymore, not a problem. She's really got it covered. I'm quite pleased that those two were the one and two. And I think that maybe subconsciously I designed the scoring system so that those two would be able to benefit the most from it. I think they do belong number one and two, no matter how we did it. I think that's how it would have shaken out.
Laurie Strode 2018 is a lot more closer to the final girls we get now.
Yes.
Than Laurie Strode, 78 or whatever it was. If you look at the ones, the more recent movies on the list probably had higher capabilities because they're just writing more badass women and less reliant on the big jock dudes.
The highest score, actually, Laura Park Lincoln, she was in the 80s. Lisa Wilcox is Alice, also from the 80s. Sigourney Weaver, 80s. But then you get to Maddie, 4.5, recent vintage. Aaron from Your Next, 4.5. Laurie Strode, 4. Tree at a 4. Sarah from The Descent, 4. Mary Beth from Hatchet, a 4. Most of the newest movies that we have are the more capable women. And I do think that reflects where we are as a society, that we're not as threatened by a woman as impressive.
A badass.
Yeah, right. We'll go watch Lori take on Michael Myers as she's his equal.
And not be the prey.
Right, exactly. That's something that I think we're kind of all here for at that point. So by doing it this way, I think we were kind of setting ourselves up for a certain amount of disagreement, which, to be honest, I think is good. If we'd have done this as our favorites, I think it's harder to argue what's subjective. But by making this objective, numbers driven, then maybe people can argue that I should have given this person more credit for being capable, or should have given this monster less credit for being scary. I thought that might perhaps start a conversation. So if you have any arguments with the way that I've done the scoring, we'd actually love to hear about it. I had a lot of fun putting this together and not arbitrarily deciding who gets to be scored what. I didn't want to do it with Dave because I didn't want him to know what the outcome was going to be. I thought it would be better if he was pissed once we went over things. But October is a really fun month for us. We like to talk horror movies and we like to do different things. I think this list was different. It's certainly different than the way we usually put things together, more with our hearts than our head. But I had a lot of fun doing it. Was it as fun for you sitting on the other side of the table?
Yeah, it was fun. I like lists and I like not knowing. Like, I usually have to do the stupid lists myself. And I've also liked October to where I haven't hosted a single damn episode. It's been awesome. So yeah, I love October. I love Halloween. So yeah, I've enjoyed this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We have exactly one movie episode left. I cannot tell you what it is because I honestly do not know.
It's tentative.
One movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whether it'll be ready or not, we don't know.
Yes. So we may have to do a fallback, and we don't want to tell you what the fallback is, and then you see that that's what we ended up doing. Oh, that
sucks. Be like child's play.
It might not be. So you're going to find out soon enough whether or not Dave or I were able to sneak out to the theaters here real quick and check out one more movie by the end of the month. But to find out what that movie may or may not be. And for one final Halloween episode for this month, come back in just a couple days. But until then,
keep it up.